Since 2016, the city of Newark, New Jersey, has been grappling with a growing crisis around the city's aging infrastructure, its drinking water, and elevated levels of lead. An October 2018 study found that a corrosion control system at one of the city's two sources had failed. On Tuesday's show, we talk with Star Ledger reporter Karen Yee about the cause of Newark's tainted water.
So essentially, the water going through the pipes was corrosive, and it was causing the lead in these old pipes to leach into the water and then go through the faucet.
Earlier this month, another round of tests showed that lead levels in the city's water to be the highest they've been in 17 years. Now, Newark Mayor Roz Baraka is calling on the federal government for help. Last week, he wrote an open letter to President Trump asking for help and calling the situation a national crisis. For more, I'm joined now in the studio by Mayor Roz Baraka. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the reporting around the water crisis in Newark has given us a picture of basically this, as we mentioned, aging infrastructure, failed corrosion control. But in terms of the messaging to your constituents, there were many different messages here. One of them was pretty clear that there was no issue with the water. Are you confident that you were clear to your residents about the problem?
Absolutely. We never told them there was no issue with the water. We said it was no issue with our system, with the drinking water, period, you know. So the argument was, and I even heard the reporter make a little mistake. She said the water was coming in corrosive, and that's not correct, right? So there was nothing wrong with it. There was nothing wrong with the water in our source. The problem is that we have lead pipes, and we have to make that clear because there has to be a fix on the lead pipes, right? So the problem with the lead pipes is that the lead seeps from the pipes and gets into the water. We put a corrosion control inhibitor in the water to kind of coat the pipe so the pipe's lead will not leach into the water. When that inhibitor ceases to work, then lead gets from the pipe into the water. But ultimately, the ultimate fix is to change the pipes altogether. The problem with that is the pipe belongs to the residents. So we have to find a way to fix these pipes collectively, a public-private kind of a partnership to get this done, and we've begun that.
So, Mayor, I'm just curious. In April 2018, your office sent out a robocall to residents that said, "This is Mayor Baraka. The city's water is not contaminated with lead." If I heard that, I would take your word for it, that the city's water is not contaminated with lead. So there seems to be a discrepancy there.
No, you should listen to the entire
okay,
video.
So tell me. Yes, because I don't have it. So tell me.
So it said that that Newark's water is fine, that the problem is with homes that have lead pipes. That's what it said. So if you do not have a lead pipe, then you don't have a problem. So there are about 15,000 to 20,000 homes in Newark, hundreds of thousands across the state of New Jersey, millions across the country that have lead service lines that need to be replaced. And so the message was clearly, if you have a lead service line, then you have an issue and it needs to be replaced. And that's the message that we were putting out to people, and we consistently put that message out, which is why we're asking the state and the federal government to help us to replace people's lead service lines.
So I want to have one more voice in here about this issue, Mayor Baraka. Back in November, we had on the Brian Lehrer Show, our friends right next door here on WNYC had covered this issue, and they had a Newark resident named Sammy, who right. called into the show. So I want to play you what Sammy had to say.
Uh-huh. I'm a federal employee. I work in the federal building, and I got this job about 3 years ago. And back then, when I was interviewing for the job, they told me never drink Newark water. We've always had a water club. And about a year ago, they tested the levels in our building and said that they were dangerous, and they started providing free water for us. So we haven't had to pay for that. GSA provides that. And I was stunned to see that this is just hitting the news now.
Mayor, what's your response to that?
Well, I don't know where she get that information from. Our water is tested by us, by the DEP, the EPA. That's how we even found out the corrosion control inhibitor wasn't working. Newark has some of the best water in the state, the country even, which is what the argument was in the beginning. Comments like that, Newark's water is bad, which is not true, right? We supply the entire northern state of New Jersey with water, right? So Newark has great water. We sell it to other municipalities. The problem has always been lead service lines. And big buildings don't even have lead service lines. I don't know what they have in the building. Like maybe they have lead fixtures or, you know, that would cause that if the lead leached into the water from that. But our water is is fine unless it goes through a fixture that is made with lead.
Well, there's obviously a problem with the water, Mayor, because now you have reached out to the president.
Right.
You wrote an open letter to President Trump. You're saying that this is a crisis. What is
it
the
is crisis? A crisis?
So tell us what the crisis is if there's no lead
the
in the water.
The crisis is, as we started at the beginning, the crisis is the infrastructure. There is a infrastructure problem that we have in this city that 22 different municipalities have in the state of New Jersey, that 11 different counties have in the state of New Jersey, that 10 million residents across the nation have, which is lead service lines and lead fixtures. The infrastructure must be changed. That is a different kind of, context is saying the water itself is bad. The water becomes bad when lead leaches into the water from pipes that are that needs to be changed. Where, you know, that needs to be put out.
So, Mayor, what are you asking for from the federal government, which, as you know, is partly or mostly shut down right now? What are you asking for to fix this problem? Because we understand that Newark residents have also been given filters if they need them to filter their own.
30,000 filters we've been given out. But we want to change the lead service lines.
So where does the president come in that?
Well, the state has already given us some money. The city is bonded money. It's going to cost the city $75 million. The state of New Jersey, hundreds of millions of dollars. Senator Booker and Congressman Pallone have been working on a fix to get additional money for us from the federal government. We can't get that money because the state is shut down. Besides that, they're arguing over $5 billion that we could use for this problem. Not only Newark, we could use it across the state of New Jersey and other municipalities across the country. 10 million customers across the country can use the lead service fix.
So, Mayor, ultimately, what are you hoping? You said there's a $5 billion, obviously, that's being negotiated or fought over, if you will, in D.C. right now. What's the most immediate thing that can happen for these residents of Newark in lieu of getting federal funding, which right now seems to be held up without any end?
Well, we've already gotten funding from the state and the local government, so the city. We're going to replace about 1,500 lead service lines beginning in March. Obviously, we're going to run out of money, and we have 20,000 or anywhere between 15 and 20,000 lines to fix. We're going to need additional support. We're going to need additional state support. And if the state is going to fix, you know, all of the pipes across the entire state, they're going to need a lot more money than the money that they're using to help us fix Newark. So we need federal dollars to do this.
Now, we know that this is a problem also of Newark's infrastructure. It's old. I'm wondering, though, when we think about lead in water and when we think about lead in paint, for example, these are environmental factors that often tend to impact communities of color and poor communities. When you look across the state of New Jersey, are there other, you mentioned there are other parts of the state that need this type of help. Are those also similar in their demographic profile?
Many of them, and some of them are rural communities as well, right, that use wells and other kinds of things. So you're talking about 22 different cities and 11 different counties that have this problem. Many of them are black and brown communities. Some of them are kind of poorer rural communities. But, yeah, I mean, so we are three times more likely to have, to be affected by this kind of lead crisis than anybody else.
One of the things also that pivoting from the lead crisis here for a second and to the bigger issues surrounding Newark. Newark has been talked about for a while, or at least your administration has been trying to make it bring some sort of revitalization to the community. What does that look like today?
Well, it's still,
it was supposed to be a tech hub. You guys were trying for Amazon. None of that happened.
We're still a tech hub.
Okay, so tell me how that happened.
Newark is still, we have 27 miles of fiber, which is why Amazon wanted to come there in Newark that we own. We just launched, Link Newark, New York, London, and Newark are the only three cities that have that. You know, we offer free Wi-Fi in parks and recreation centers, and we have many startup tech companies. We have a tech incubator in the city where Audible, which is a subsidiary of Amazon, exists, and they're expanding in our city. So we have Panasonic that have come there. Mars Confectionery is coming to Newark. So those things are happening. You know, Amazon was a way for us to continue to advertise the good things that were happening in our city. We feel like we won. Anyway, to get the actual company would have been gravy. We won when we got on the top five list.
Are Newark residents being are Newark residents benefiting from any of these jobs? I think it's about 20% of Newark residents that are actually employed by these jobs.
No, actually the number was 18%, and that's been, that's a number where the anchor institutions, not these jobs like new jobs, just anchor institutions, that is something that has historically been an issue in our city. We have something called Newark 2020 that is driving that number down. In fact, unemployment in the city of Newark is at a 2 or 3 decade low at this point. So Newark residents are being employed by folks that come into the city. In fact, it's a mandate that if you come in Newark, you have to employ Newark residents.
There it is. Newark Mayor Roz Baraka, thank you again for joining us.
You're very welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.